I'm Sean McGuire. I've been there before, and maybe you're there right now. You've got something wrong, you're not feeling well, you've taken time off work, and you've got a doctor's appointment. Here are some tips for you to make sure you get the most out of your doctor's appointment and so you're not left behind. It's not always easy to talk to the doctor. You don't want to feel like you're wasting their time. Also, don't want to feel like you're wasting your time. Or that you're feeling, like maybe you're asking them questions that they've answered a million times before. But you also want to make sure that you're getting the best care possible for you. So here are seven things you should be asking and thinking about as you're going to the doctor's appointment. First things first is you should be have been keeping a log of your symptoms. This is really, really important, because they're probably going to ask you how long this issue has been going on. So if you have a log for them, that is really important. You can do this by writing down when you had a certain symptom, what it was like, if you were in pain, for example, what type of pain was it? How long did that last? What did something cause it that you can recall? Because those are probably going to be questions that they're going to ask. A major thing that you need to understand is that there's a shortage of healthcare workforce in the United States. And because of that, and because of added restrictions from the government, there's less time doctors are able to spend with their patients. And so that's why you want to be so much more organized, than everyone else. One other thing on that point, and this is actually number two, you don't want to make sure to you don't want to wait to bring up something in your visit. Like, so don't wait for some reason to tell the very end, or not even at all, to do this. A lot of people feel a little bit nervous. You might not feel comfortable interrupting your doctor while they're discussing something else, but you should really make sure to bring these issues up early and not wait until the end, or not bring them up at all. Because if you have a question or concern, maybe they can address it right away. Number three, don't be afraid to ask questions. A lot of times people feel intimidated by going into their appointments. Doctors are obviously very intelligent individuals, but don't let that intimidate you at all. They're totally there for you to ask questions, and you should feel comfortable doing that. And if they're making you feel uncomfortable asking your questions, maybe you should be considering a second opinion, which is the next tip. Sometimes if you feel like you're not getting the right treatment, or if you may be curious about whether or not the diagnosis is correct, it may be a good idea to get a second opinion, particularly if it's something like for an elective procedure or something like that. But beware of the fact that it might take you a while to get that second opinion, as sometimes it takes a while to get into certain physicians. Next up, don't, if you don't understand what the doctor's saying, make sure to tell them that. I like professional sports, and I like watching coaches interview after the games, but sometimes they get into what's called coach speak when you don't really kind of understand what they're saying. There's also medical speak. They might use a lot of technical words, might be talking about something that you might not understand. If you feel that you're in that situation, make sure to speak up and tell them that you don't understand, and ask them if they could try and explain it to you in another way. Next, it's also important for you to understand that you should let know your doctor how you're feeling physically, number one. Obviously, that's why you're there, but also how it's emotionally affected you. They want to know how you're feeling. They're not just there to prescribe medications. They want to be able to help you. So let them know what's going on with your body. If it's something like a headache or something more serious like depression, they can work with you on these issues to bring a solution to whatever medical condition you're facing. And then finally, make sure to take notes when you're in the doctor's office. After each visit with a doctor or nurse practitioner, take notes on what was discussed so that you can refer back to it later. These appointments go really, really fast, and it's easy to miss things. So make sure to take good notes, and make sure to have your questions written up in advance and cross them off as they're addressed in the appointment. We've got other tips for you on this issue, but our number one thing that we like to say is make sure to talk to the direct doctor directly, and make sure you're honest in how you communicate with them. If you'd like to know more about how to get the best out of your healthcare services, please consider following our channel, and feel free to message me directly with any questions that you may have.